hopper top again.
The old days of brewing are over, and a new way of making, selling, and drinking beer is on tap in Texas.
I don't know anybody rich in this business, but they love what they do. And I think that's what binds us together, of course, the love for craft beer and the love for connecting with our patrons and the people who enjoy our beers.
Joey Villarreal has been making his Blue Star beer for 17 years. Since Governor Rick Perry signed the Texas Freedom Beer Laws last week, Villarreal now has his beer at several local taverns, including one that's his own in the same Blue Star Arts Complex as his Blue Star Brewing Company. Before, that wasn't legal. Now, State Representative Mike Villarreal, no relation to Joey, who was a main ingredient for helping the new beer laws pass, is celebrating too.
Let's raise our glasses to a more perfect democracy and great tasting craft beer.
Senate Bill 515 authorizes a brewpub to manufacture up to 10,000 barrels instead of 5,000 each year and allows them to sell their product to distributors for resale, or they can distribute up to 1,000 barrels a year themselves. Beer writer Travis Poling says beer lovers rejoice.
I think they'll benefit just because they're going to have a lot more variety of beer. They're not going to have to hunt for it as hard. Ultimately, you're going to have more diversity in beer. You're going to see more sort of local, you know, neighborhoods might have microbreweries in them.
Senate Bill 518 authorizes many breweries that brew on site to sell their beers to visitors during tours. Mike Villarreal says these bills provide freedom.
Our entrepreneurs now have equal treatment to other entrepreneurs from other states, and certainly the rest of us will be able to enjoy what they make.
It could be some time before your favorite brew is on tap. The paperwork to the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission has to be filed. But Joey Villarreal can't wait, because for him, it only means bigger and better business.
We have been here a long time, but even though we've been here a long time, a lot of people still don't know about us.
And many believe what's better for craft brewers is better for patrons of their pints. Pop a top again. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.